השייך ביסק עם דוקו, ונמצא סגומו, אפילו מנצד. Because נצד means, let's say, if here is the חודסקים, so not only if you find the פגם right here, but if you find the פגם right here, or right here, it doesn't mean that if you have a פגם in the סקים, considerably removed from the chut, but it means menatzad, bordering upon the chut. That is, the pgam here or here. That's menatzad. Harize nevel. Afu noga be'etzem ha'mafrekes. Ein teilin sheniv gemu ha'chashchit. That's the machlekes between Ravun and Rafuz, the Chafrizde, and we don't pass like Chafrizde, except in the case of Shiva Be'atzomis. Elo chashinon shemo be'yoniv gemu v'nimtzo shochad b'sakim v'gumo ואפילו בייב. שיר הפגימה כלשהו, ובלבד שתגיע בי כלשהו, אפילו חוט עשר. אפילו חוט עשר. So in other words, so we saw that even though there is a מחלקס רשיינים, so the מחלקס רשיינים is as to whether there is a מחלקס between רב חיסדה, who mentions the שיר of חתרגה בציפרן, and the other אמרויים, רובה רב פופה, who are בדק in sunshine, in the water. So there is a machlek as Rishenim as to whether there is a machlek between Rav Chisda and the other Amroim. But Lihil Chase, there is no Nafkimine. Except according to the Bach. So they are all Masik on the Bach, we'll see. But, so in other words, because some Rishenim say the Rashbo and the Ramban, that there is a machlek between Rav Chisda and the other Amroim, but we pass like the other Amroim. So even my Pgam Kolchu passes the Saki, And the Rosh says that there is no machlekes, that even Rav Chisda agrees that it becomes called Jew apostles. So then the net result is the same. Lilches. Lilches. Alright. So this is what it says. Sir Abgime Kolchu will watch a tegabi Kolchu afil chutasa. And we see that the Rambam, even though he paskens Kolchu, but at the same time he paskens Rav Chisda's din. And there he says, and he says in culture. So we see that Rambam Shita is also the Yitzayin Hach, it's the same Shia. Tzorech livdei kasaki keidem shchit. V'im loy bodak, lo yishchit. V'im ova v'libotko tchilo, v'akein botko u'motzo yofo, shchitosik shel. Alright. Sakin shetivodik beiloch, velo hirgi sheyesh bo pgam, uch sheherzir eiso behavoe, hirgi sheyesh bo pgam, vizu yanikro misuchseches, so that's the Gemara. Sholish mir is misaki, igeres psulo, misuchseches ksheiro. Im shochat bo derech iloche velo hevi, shchitosi ksheiro, vim hevi, shchitosi psulo. Vehane mile, So now he mentions the Roshna Rambam, the Machaber. But this is in line with the Shita of the Rif. That, in other words, that when do we say that if Shochad Baderech Eloche Viloy Hevi, so Shchitosik Sheiro, that is if one edge was evened out and the other edge remained. And the edge that remained, so is relatively close to the Reisha side. So then, Heilech Lehevi, Shosik Sheiro, why? Because then, it comes in contact with this edge, Derech Ridosei. And that does not tend to tear the organ, to tear the simonim. Mashe'inke, if, the unevened out edge is relatively close to the kate de sakine, then it's possible. And except, so then it would be kosher if it will be heavy, v'loy heavy. There's a shit. V'hanem mila kishihir gishbo keidem shchit. Abo li mozo sakine yofi, keidem shchit. V'yacha shchit mozo bo pgimo misuchseches. ויאמר בורלי שלא יוסיסי Eloi locha levat, shchitos ipsil. So when do we say that if he says, I made only locha, and the edge is down, even the edge is only, is somuch l'reish asakin, so it's ksheiro, if he knew on it, if he knew of it. So mele he was alerted to this. Mashenkin, if he didn't know, so then he couldn't have alerted himself. So even though he says, Borali Shalayasisi, so it's still possible. Not because we yachishit him that he's dishonest, but because he certainly couldn't be relied, because Mil said lava daitel ram yinafshi. So this is in accordance with the Shita of the Rif, which is also the Rambam. Then, but Rashi Shita and the Rosh Shita is different. V'yesh machmirim, v'chol mutzuch seches asuro, adikai me'arei shenisakine mamish, im shochat b'iloche, v'asei v'nisakine mamish, im shochat b'ivoy. That's Rashi's pshat. Not as the Rif explains, misuch seches ksheiro, in other words, if he made just a loche, and the uneven edge is somuch to the reisha sake. but when do we say Yitzchak Sechetz Ksheiro, if he made just the loche no avoye, if the edge is at the beginning of the sakin, mamash the beginning of the sakin, and he started to cut with the beginning of the sakin. So mele, if he started to cut with the beginning of the sakin, So Mimele, the moment he begins to lead the sakin and the tzavo, so it first cuts open the skin. So Mimele, and the, so as far as the skin is concerned, so ibgam isn't much with it. So true that when he starts leading the sakin over the tzavar asakin, so the b'gam will immediately collide with the skin. So it will tear open the skin. So what if it will tear open? Doesn't make any difference. How it does it? And then once the skin is open, so the b'gam will not be in contact with the simonim anymore. The other parts of the chud asakin will be in contact with the simonim. And the other parts of the chudasaki, so is he does not have any beginning. So it's all right if he's milich omeiv. And if the pgam happens to be near the handle of the saki, the cut of the saki, so then it's kosher if he was heavy below heilich. That's according to Rashi. V'asei v'adikai ma'arei shesakine mamesh, im shochad miloche, v'asei v'adikine mamesh, im shochad ba'avoy. Ulfi sheinonu pkin heichon mikre reishe disakine yeish lehatrifak yeish lehatrifak. Now, what does it mean? Ulfi sheinonu pkin heichon mikre reishe disakine. The pshat of the Orach HaShulchan in this Ramo is very strange. But what does it mean, the Ramo? Einonu pkin heichon mikre reishe disakine. Apparently, the Orach HaShulchan was bothered. What does it mean? One has to be a big genius in order to determine what is called the top of the sakin. I mean, so it doesn't make any difference what it is. But what it means is this. In other words, it doesn't make any difference whether the pgam. According to Rashi, so it's only Misachsechas, it's only Ksheiro, if it's at the beginning of the Sakin. Why the beginning of the Sakin? Because if it's the beginning of the Sakin, so the moment he starts leading the Sakin over the Tzavo, so first it cuts open the skin. There, and there we are not concerned with any collision with the Pgam, because it doesn't matter. And once, and after that, it's the other parts of the sake. Now, so it all depends where he starts, at what point in the chuda sake he starts leading of the tzavo. He might Sometimes he might start mamish at the beginning of the sakin, and sometimes he might start leading here, and sometimes he might start leading here. So in other words, so we have to determine. So when he say that according to Rashi, kaima reishit sakine, so why does the Gemara say reishit sakine? According to the Gemara, reishit sakine means the edge that is closer to the reishit sakine than to the katan sakine. But according to Rashi, it means mamish reishit sakine. So why does the Gemara emphasize reishit sakine? Because usually, a sheichet starts leading the sakin mamish at the beginning of the sakin. But suppose he'll start leading the sakin here in the middle. So that's reishit sakin. Reishit sakin means the point where he starts, that point in the sakin where he starts leading over the tzavar abeim. So even if he starts mamish at the beginning of the sakin, so old shochtim begin mamish at the same point. It all depends. One sheichet will begin here, and so one sheichet will begin here. And sometimes the sheichet himself wouldn't even know where he began, at what prime point in the sakin. Why he makes a mark to make sure to identify the exact point in the sakin where he starts leading it on the tzavar abeime. So memele, there can be all kinds of sveikis. This is what Rashi says. Now, ulfein shinul ptien heichon mikra reishin isakine, but the Aruch HaShulchan puts in another meaning in the Ramah. He says that what Ramah means, ulfein shinul ptien heichon mikra reishin isakine, he doesn't mean we don't know what point is reishin isakine. Because how is it that we don't know? That's a simple thing. Even a child knows where reishin isakine. But the answer is that's no difficulty. He means, because reishit sakine, according to Rashi, depends at what point in the sakin, in the chudish of sakin, he starts leading it over the tzavar abeim. But the Hashulchan says that he means something else. And that could also be included in the kavone of the Ramon. Because there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Rif. So mimele, we have to be cheshesh for the shite of the Rif as well, because according to Rashi, so each one has its kula and its chumra. You see, the Rashi has its kula. Rashi, the kula of Rashi's pshat consists in the fact that if the pgam happens to be mamish at the beginning of the sakin, mamish at the beginning of the sakin, so mimele, it is muter if he made just a loch. If he made just a loch. According to the Rif, so he does not mean that it's muter just because it's the beginning of the sakin. But we have to make sure that it is the edge that is closer to the Reish HaSak. Then, the Rashi has its Chumre. Rashi has its Chumre in that, according to Rashi, if, let's say, the edge happens to be in the middle of the Sakin, and of course, normally, a Sheikhet doesn't start leading the Sakin in the middle of the Chut. So, according to Rashi, so then, even if the Sheikhet made just a Loche by itself, so it's psula. According to the Rif, so even if the pgam happens to be in the middle of the sakin, or even if the pgam happens to be close to the cut of the sakine, but as long as the uneven edge is the one that is closer to the reisha sakin than to the cut of the sakine, it will still be kosher. So in other words, so we have to follow up the chumres of the Rif as well. So that's what it means. Because we have to be cheshish for the shit of the Rif. This is how the Aruch HaShulchan explains the Ramah. Yesh lehat refakim v'hochen noik. Now, the crazy place, he asks, what is it? Rashi and the Rif, achilik hiya anemitzies. Now, according to Rashi, So, according to Rashi, so it is only Cheo if it's Rishon Nisakin. According to the Riv, it can be Cheo even if it's in the middle of the Chudasaki. As long as the unevened edge happens to be the one that is closer to the Reisha Sakin than to the Katan Sakin. Why? Because if it is if the edge is closer to the Reisha Sakin than to the Katan Sakin, so Mimele, when the Sheikha tweets it over the Savara Behime, so it collides with the Simen Derech Yiridose. And if it collides Derech Yiridose, so then it doesn't tear the organ. So that's why, according to the Riv, it's Ksheiro, even though it's in the middle of the Chudasakin. But according to Rashi, if it's in the middle of the Chudasakin, so it's Psulo. So why Rashi is Chilik on the Riv? And Rashi holds that once the Pgam collides with the Simen, even though it's Derech Yiridose, even though it is Pgeah, in the Simen Derech Yiridose, it still has a tendency to tear the organ. So there's a Machlekes and Mitzies. That's not Mistabah that there is a Machlekes and Mitzies. So because of, the Krisu place says that actually there is no Machlekes and Mitzies between Rashi and the Riv. But the Machlekes between Rashi and the Riv is to what kind of a misuchseches, what kind of an uneven edge the Gemara has referenced. Misuchseches means that one edge remained uneven. But the question is, what kind of an uneven edge the Gemara of misuchseches has reference to? It all depends. Let's say, if you have... Now... If you have here, let's say, a gun, so it has two edges. Now, suppose you even out one, so that just one edge remains. So sometimes when you even out one edge, this edge you evened out, and this edge remained. So the uneven edge might be zokov. And sometimes you evened out one edge completely, and the uneven edge was also partially evened out. It's not zokov. It's not steep, but it's a little curved. Let's say, suppose, now this edge I evened out completely. Well, let's assume that it's evened out completely. And then this one will just even out a little bit. It wouldn't be so zokuf, but it would be kofuf. So, in other words, there is no machlekes mitzias, the crazy place it says. If, let's say, one edge was evened out completely, and the unevened edge is zokuf, so then, even derech yiridose, it might tear the organ, if it's steep. If it's steep, if it's zokuf, so then, even derech yiridose, even if it collides with the simen derech yiridose, it still might tear the organ, the simon. But if the uneven edge is not steep, is not zokuf, it is curved, even though it's still uneven, but if it is curved, not zokuf, so then derech yiridose, when the sakin, when the b'gime collides with the simen, with the organ, derech yiridose, it will, in all probability, it will not tear the organ. So in other words, Rashi says that it has to be kaime areishin sakin mamish. Areishin sakin mamish. So, why? Because Rashi applies the Gemara to a misuchseches that is zokuf. So, Mimele, only if it's kaim ha'reish is akine mamesh, so it's ksheil. But if it's not kaim ha'reish is akine mamesh, it's ipsula. Masheink in the Rif, he applies the Gemara of misuchseches to kofuf. So, Mimele, it doesn't have to be kaim ha'reish is akine mamesh. This is what he says. So there is no machlekes. And as a matter of fact, from the Loshen of the Ran, it's mashma that way. The Ran and the Rif. Uygeres mishtei ruches. Shab gimon ergeshet min loche ba'avoy. Misukseches miruach hachas. Sheikfu for harbei. Ve'inergeshes elu beruach hachas. So he says, emphasizes sheikfu for harbei. It all depends how you even out one edge. Sometimes you even out one edge and the other edge remains intact. It remains zokov, steep. But sometimes you even out one edge by curving out the whole thing, the whole gimmick. So even the uneven edge is not zokov. It's just, that's the last line. The Avdalet Omid Bey is in the river. Misukseches mevachachas, sheikfu faharbe. This is what occurred. So in other words, so there is no machlekes actually. There is no machlekes actually. All right. So, as a matter of fact, that could be the pshat in the Ramotu, because he says ulfi shein on ubkin heichon mikre reishe disakine yesh lehatrifakel yesh lehatrifakel. So in other words, there is no real machlekes in mitzias between Rashi and the Rif. The machlekes is how to apply the Gemara from Sechseches, what the Gemara has referenced to. So, but the Rif agrees with Rashi, and Rashi agrees with the Rif. So, it all depends. It all depends whether the uneven edge is zokuf or kofuf. It might be difficult to determine whether it is zokuf or kofuf. I mean, you have to have a lot of sensitivity to determine whether this is considered zokuf or this is considered kofuf. So, memele yesh lahatrefake. Why do they say yesh lahatrefake? So there should be situations where it's kshero. The answer is because it's not easy to determine what is zokuf and what is kofuf. So memele, in order to be on safe grounds, yesh lon lahat vefak. All right, v'yochenot. Sakin sheyesh bo b'gimis harbe, afil kula misuchsocheis, afil shochat b'deevet psur, dimiteich shebgisemo merubeis, chayshinon. So, now the question is this. Bishleime according to Rashi, that's a Gemara Sakin Sheyesh Bo Gimis Harbe. So Bishleime according to Rashi, we understand that. Because according to Rashi, so even one edge might tear the organ. And the only reason as to why if it has one edge, so it's Ksheiro, because that one edge happens to be at the beginning of the Sakin. So when that part of the Sakin comes in contact with the Tzavara Beimo, it only collides against the skin. So it couldn't become us. So that is only Shayach if there is one edge. But if it has many, so then when it collides with the first edge in the Sakin, then it cuts open the skin, so there is no problem. But then when it collides with the second edge, the skin is already cut open. So it will collide with the simonim, so maybe it will tear the simonim. So we understand. But according to the Rif, that the reason as to why Misuchseches is Sheiro is because if the uneven edge happens to be closer to the Sakin than to the Kate, so maybe it only collides there, Yeridose, it cannot tear the organ. Only when it's derech aliyose it tears the organ, but not when it bumps derech yiridose. So mainly even if it has 10 edges like that. Suppose it will have many edges like that. And then all these edges are evened out, and this edge is not. This edge is evened out, this edge not. This edge is evened out, this edge not. This edge is evened out, and this edge not. So even many. And he's only melech. Some melech. So when it bumps against this, so it's derech yiridose. So he doesn't have the organ. And then derech al yose here, it's even out. So even if it is b'gimis arba, it should be shalom. This is the kasha that told Rishayim ask against the Rishayim Pshat. So they say, because lo nitna teiro l'malachei hashoreis, and that every person is only human. So einoch name, if he's sheichet, could be mitzamtzein, and could be so zoya, that with all these edges, I'm in doubt, derech yiridosei, and he could be so careful not to pull back, even for one moment, the sake, in the course of the whole shrite. So then, sake sheyesh b'pkimis arba, he would be ksheirom. But it's very difficult for every sheikhet to exercise the shrite with so much caution, and to be sure that he will not, as he is mele the sakin, he will not even for one split second pull back the sakin, be maybe the sakin. Sometimes he might for one split second pull back unintentionally and even unconsciously. I mean, so, and then if he pulls it back, then it will already be derech al yose if he pulls it back. So then it might tear the organ. That's the reason as to why Sakash Yeshua became a Sarabe. So I feel David Psalm. So the Mechaber mentions the Mitech Shemisel Mirubeis, Chashino Shemahesh if you're the Miyad. Why? Because the Mechaber doesn't even mention Rashi Shite, Rashi and the Rosh. Only the Rifs and the Rambam Shite. That's why he explains it on that basis. According to Rashi, we don't have to resort to it, you see. So it's very simple. Sakin chado shehush chazo. Vareino chaloko. Elo maga oso ki maga reisha shebeles. Shehu mistaba beetzba. Hoil veim bob gam shechtin bo. You know, sometimes you might feel friction as you lead your nail over the sakin. You might feel friction, but not because there is any bent in the sakin, because it's eino chaloko. So mistaba be'etzba, it stops be'etzba. He feels friction, but not because of any dent, because of any gum. So that's not a b'gam. That's not a b'gam. Now, ve'inonu ne'agin lishchit be'i, lifishenonu p'kiim b'dovo. Because that requires considerable sensitivity, you know. Because the average person, the average sheichet, might make a mistake. It's true that sometimes when you lead over the sakin, when you lead your etzba over the sakin, so you might feel friction, and not because of any dent, because of any gum in the sakin. So then it's all right. But if we allow that kind of a sakin, a sheikhet might sometimes mistake one for the other. There might really be a very minute dent in the sakin, and he'll think, no, it's not a dent, it just feels friction. So because of that, so eino neigim lishchet bein v'shein v'kiim idom. Sakin shepiyo cholok v'eino chodo hoil v'ein bo b'gam sheichatim bo v'af al pi sheheilir v'hevi kol aye ad sheshochto shetosek sheil v'ayin l'kamon simchov givgimu di behime ka igavnu lipomi mitreif. You see, because that's the Gemara. We had a Gemara, and a bayin Gemara show b'miu tzimoni ma'al. So there are all kinds of pshatim. So the pshat of one of Balei Teisvus Rabbi Neishiye is Shor b'miut money means that it has reference to a sheichet b'behemo. So he has to shech, he has to cut both the money, the veishet, the kone and the veishet. Now he only has to shech triv rov of each simen. So suppose he was sheichet in isakin ro. Sakin ro means the kind of a sakin that has no sharpness, but it has no piyocholok, veinochado, has no sharpness, but it has no gam. So sometimes, so the Gemara says, afil shochat kol hayayin, even if it took him a whole day, assuming that that's possible, that there is a sakin without any pgimis, and he kept on leading it a whole day, so the shvita shero, as long as he was engaged in the hilocha, in the avoye, and the tzavar abeimo, so there is no psul of shia. So Rabbi Neisha explains this gabay of the Gemara, show this morning, to a case where he used that sakin, and then he spent, so first he caught Rav one sin. Then he used that sakin over the mute basre of the first simon. And he spent maybe 50 minutes over the mute basre of the first simon. He spent. And after that, he used the sakin on the second simon. Now suppose he would have omitted cutting the mute basre of the first simon. It would have been a good shchita anyway, because you only have to cut Rav simon. Now here, instead of omitting the mute basra of the first simen, he spent 15 or 20 minutes on the cutting of the mute basra of the first simen. But since it's not necessary, this cutting could have been eliminated altogether. So Memele, this time spent in cutting the mute basra of the first simen is like time spent in idleness. So maybe there is a psul of shia. So this is what he says. So it's a Bible Yifshit, and according to Rabbi Neisha, that's the Pshat in the Gemara of Shaul b'miut Samon. So I'm with Kamen Simchov Gimel b'imikai Gavon l'pom mitreif. Sakin she'ilo v'yiredes kinochosh ve'im b'pgam sheikhtu v'chatchile. That means if the sakin had many notches, and then he evened it out, and he evened out all the edges. So Mimele, it's not straight. It's she'ilo v'yiredes. But there was no gap. Everything was evened out. So it's kosher. Dikas asakin tzriche abisre v'atufre on the flesh of the finger and on the nail v'atlat ruchas. In other words, on the chut and on the tuzdodim of the chut. D'hayne shemulichol mivio al bosar etzboi v'akei mulichol mivio al tzipone misholish rechusel shehei pio shnei zodeo kidei shoyia b'gam klal. In other words, so we have altogether we have 12, because he takes, this is the chudasaki, so he loche and the voe. So I mean, so he makes here and then and this dode asaki. And so it's the chudasaki and the dode asaki, so it's 3. Now, hiloch and avoye, so it's 6. So that is done on the bisre. 6 on the bisre. And then 6 on tufre. So it's 12. So, v'yivdik liat, uv'chavones alev, shol yifane libe lidvor macher, v'tzorich lishane is hatzipeiren, ach haktzaz v'dikoso, shemuniv gam hatzipeiren, b'ichudo shol saki. So, I mean, this is the reason as to why every sheikhet has to have a few big nails in order to be able to be beidik. V'ul ha'yesh b'pgimah b'tzdodim shelo ya'argish bo, v'fi she'iveres b'seich b'gimah satzipeir. V'lo yivdek shnei tzdodei asakim b'yachad, elo kol echol b'fnei atzmi. In other words, suppose the sheikhet considers himself to be a big expert and he can do the shnei tzdodei asdokin at the same time. No, he shouldn't do it. Now, so I mentioned, everybody knows that today, even though the Mechaber mentions it, that you have to make the bdike not only a tufre, but also a bisre, no one does it. As a matter of fact, if somebody ought to do it today, he probably would cut his fingers with each bdike he would cut. Now, but the question is, but the Gemara says that you have to do it. So the Ruch HaShulchan is Milamit Zchus and all the Shochtim, so there were certain Gdelim who were very critical of the Shochtim, I mean, as to why they don't comply with the Din of the Gemara and the Din of the Shulchan Aruch. But apparently, this Kule took place after the Shulchan Aruch. the Mechaber and Rama, but because you see, the Rama doesn't even mention that today Shochtim are not naked to do it. So the Hashulchan says that the reason as to why today Shochtim only make a bdike on the nail, with the nail, not on the finger, on the flesh, is because the Zakinim of the Shochtim, Bizman Chazal, and even Bizman Rishenim and Shochan Aruch, so were not as sharp as today's Zakinim. So Mimele, you had to make bdikis. But today's sakinim are so sharp, you don't have to make bdikis on the flesh. Now, that he said, midas atzmi the Hashulchan. But I saw, and apparently the Hashulchan didn't see the Sefer HaPardes of Rashi. I saw in the Sefer HaPardes of Rashi, so he says that when the Gemara says, bdikas asakin, so tufre, he says, Rashi says in Sefer HaPardes, is to determine a gam. Bisre is not for the purpose of determining a gam. Is not for the purpose of determining a gam. That's not like all the Nesikelim, because all the Nesikelim say that the reason as to why the Gemara says you have to make it dike a bisre v'atufre is because you have two simonim. You have the kone and you have the veshet. The veshet is relatively soft, so it bears an analogy to boso. And the kone is relatively hard, so it bears an analogy to the ziperen. It's hard tissue. So mimele, so you have to make dikes. You have to make dikes on both, because of the kone. And this is how all the Nisikelim explain. But the Sefer HaPardes says that the reason as to why we have to make dike atufre to discover a beginning. The reason as to why we have to make b'dike abisre is to determine shalos. Not b'gimel. There's nothing to do. So mimele, according to Sefer HaPardes, what the Orach HaShulchan says is very true. In other words, there is no purpose in being b'dik and determining whether there is a modicum of sharpness, when we know that all our sakinim are so sharp that the moment it comes in contact with flesh, it will cut it. I mean, the kind of the way our sakinim are made, are prepared. You see. So, according to the Sefer HaPardes, so what the Orach HaShulchan says makes very good sense. But the Orach HaShulchan obviously did not see the Sefer HaPardes, and himself was mechaven to it. All right. Sakin sheyesh lo b'gimo. Oso lishchit bo afilo in mechaven lishchit sholei kineged ha'b'gimo. Uviyontev neyagin heter likreich matlis al ha'b'gimo. A rag, piece of rag. Kivim sheyochil ha'shchizu. Viyumu shasatchak sheyin le'achon el ha'shchizu afilo b'chil mut al lishchit. Al yidei krichas matlis, a piece of rag, al ha'b'gimo. Sakin sheyesh lo beis piyei sorich livdeik shnei azdorim. Ha'sheichet. In other words, suppose it has two sharp edges, the sakin. So then he has to be beidik both zdorim. Even though he intends to use only one blade, not the other side, but because of exeir, he might forget. So because of that, lechatchila, he should be beidik both sides. Hasheichet beimisrabe soyef isarbe. Tzorich livdik bin kol echod ve'echod. Sheim lo yosake, ubodak ba'achreino, v'nimtzei sakin gumo, hari hakil sofik neveleis, ve'afilo horishem. Ve'afilo horishem. So, in other words, if one shecht, many behemoths, and that's the Gemara in Chum. So, in other words, so he has to be beidik between one behemoth and the other. Now, what's the reason? So the Mechaber says, "Sheim loy also keinu bodak ba'achino v'nimtzei sakin gumo hari hakol sofik neveleis ve'afilo horishem." So in other words, the Mechaber himself implies that this is not a chiyuv. This is an etzet ha'iv. In other words, he doesn't have to. If he is willing to suffer, to sustain the loss, to assume the risk, and sustain the loss of not being able to eat any of the behemoths that he shechts, fine. But so in other words, so he can wait until he finishes shechting, let's say, he has to shecht 100 behemoths. So if he is ready to take the risk, so he can wait until he finishes shechting all the 100 behemoths, and then we'll make him tikkun. And then, if the sakun turns out to be baduk, so fine. But if the sakun turns out to be pogum, so then he'll be oseh in all the 99 behemoths. Just the first behemoth will be him. But as an etzetayv, so we tell him be paidik between one and the other. Hashem ben behemoths rabbis oyev esarbe. So chliv deik bein kol echad veechad sheim loy. Sheim loy also kinu bodek ba'achino v'nim sesakim guma hariyakos of nevelis afilo gesheino not 99. I mean it was a slip of the tongue when I said 99. All the 100 will be asuris. Hakos of nevelis afilo gesheino. So the meila the Ramo says umi shereitzel hachdis atzmeli sofik ze in zoy chliv deik sakim mishchita lishchit. Now the Bach is chelik. The Bach says that it's not just an eitzet eivah. He's not allowed al pedin to keep on shechting one behemoth after the other, even though he's willing to sustain the loss because of baltashas. Because of baltashas, he's not allowed to take that risk. I mean, but he's only yochid, and we see. I mean that the mechaber and Ramo and from the lashon of the Torah, it's also mashma. Because you see from the Loshin of the Mechaber, it's explicit. He says, Hashechet be Misrabi Seif Isabi Tzoch Livdi Bin Kolechot Vechot. Sheim! Why does he say Sheim? So in other words, he implies that it's only as an Itzateve. It's not that he is Mechuyev. Because if he had been Mechuyev, he wouldn't use the expression Sheim. So he didn't use the expression Sheim. All right. Now, So we are not chishish for the shit of the Bach. Aval pi shebodak asakin kedem shchite. Tzorich larza v'livdek achar ashchite. V'hanem mile she'asakin lefanein. Now this is the shit of all the sheinim except the Raived and the Balamoya. The Raived and Balamoya, they say, there is no chiyuv lechatchile to be beidik the sakin after shchite. And if he was beidik the sakin before shchite, even if he was sheichit 100 behemoths, so he is not mechuyev to make a single bdike after the shchita, because we are maimid al cheskose. But if he was bathing and he found it pogum, then it's also there. But if he's not bathing, he's not mechuyev to be bathing. But all the other shenim achilik and the rayvet and the balamoya, and they say he's mechuyev. True, we rely on chazoke, but wherever it's efshalivare, we shouldn't rely on chazoke. So v'hanemile she'asak lefonei, avol nevad shchito sekshero, hoi rubot kokenim shchite, v'afiru shochat b'har b'izer achaze. Na, v'im no gabim afreke shalei achazmen, yesh lahachmir v'lochish l'cholei tzon sheni shchito achakein. Now the Rosh mentions this din. There is a machlekes, but there is such a shite, and we pass in lechum. In other words, that yesh min agdelim she'achmiru le'eser. Even though we do not pass in like Rav Chisde, we accept in the case of Shiva Batzomis. Otherwise, we pass like Ravune. And according to Ravune, we cannot be tele in the collision with the etzem afrekes. So the Rosh says that yesh magdilim she'achmiru, and they say all that Ravune says is we cannot be teile in etzem afrekes likule. We cannot be teile likule, but lechumre we are teile in etzem afrekes. In other words, Ravune is also made to Rav Chisde that there is more likelihood in a sakin becoming nivga as a result of bumping against the etzema. Greater, there are more chances for Yisakin to be Nivgam through collision with the Etzem Afrekes, then to be Nivgam through collision with the Eretz Yisrael. So that's why he says, Inoga b'mafrekes, if we know that he collided against the mafrekes. So then we have to be chedesh, maybe as a result of the collision with the mafrekes, which is relatively sturdy and hard and tough. So b'mele, maybe he became nivka. But these chances are not substantial enough that we should be able to be tailor likulim. But lechumre, we have to be tailor. We have to be chesish. You know, my frech is lachas, my is lach, my lach, my lach, my lach, my lach, to be shmagini, the rabbi shem rabbi, so the ran, and also the rosh, b'shei hagdilim sheikh mir. Shochat b'isakin boduk, v'neva at kedem sheiv dikenu, ach ha-shchit, v'akei nimtso, v'yu pogum, shchito se ksheo, hoyu v'yotso behete, v'ze she nimtso pogum, Eimo shibo ba'atzomeis v'lavadayte idui kesakin acheskosi. Now the Taz asks as to the stira between this sieve and the sieve in Siftes Vov and the aloch in Siftes Vov and the aloch in Siftes Zayin, but we'll soon see when we reach Siftes Vov. But here the Mechaba says that if he used the sakin boduk and then it got lost, before he had an opportunity to be Beidik after the Shechite, and then he found, got lost, and then after a considerable time, he found it pogum, so Shechitosik Sheiro, Hoyliotza Boheter, but we found it pogum. So the answer is, since it got lost, so it's very possible that the person picked it up, it got lost, a person picked it up, and then he used it on breaking at some ways. We didn't see it, but it's very possible since it got lost. So, in view of the fact that the sakin was a boduk kedem shchita, and so we have to be minded of the chazok. If we see its pogum without getting lost, so obviously we have to be chedesh. Maybe it became pogum in the course of the shchita. Maybe as a result of its collision with the abisa shchita. But Masha'im came if it got lost. So we know that it wasn't in a place where somebody took care of it. So maybe it's very possible that somebody used it. Anshir Satsomis. So maybe we rely on the Chazon. Is there Shinim Tzopogum? Eim Ashir Atzomis? Elavadayte Deike Sakin Achazkos. Now, Sif Yudat. Im Libodak HaSakin. Suppose before the Shrite he wasn't made in the Sakin. Vishochat. Because there is no chazoke, because every sakin, as a result of being used, is likely to acquire all kinds of gimmies. Unless it was taken care of, and it wasn't used, it wasn't handled. So mele, in this case, oloi bodaka sakin, so then there is no chazoke. So shchitosi psulo, even though we didn't see any pgam, because it got lost, but it has no chazok. Bamed lo amurim bistam sakin. Avu tavuch sheish li sakin miyuchet li shchite. Umak miyuchet shematzti shom tomit bicheskas bodeku. Vim shochat bo belibdike. Vineva chutosik sheiro. Viro lichol tavuch sheyei li sakin miyuchet li shchite. Viyosa lahasiz bishum dovo. Viyatznienu shalo yivgimenu. Umikol mokem lo yishchen bilechatchile bilo yibdike. So, if the sakin was kept in a special place and was is watched against people handling it just like that, so mele David sheil, because we know that the sakin was bedeket, so every sheichet is expected that to be bedek his sakin before he shechts and then after he shechts. Before he puts it away, he should also set it in a perfect state. So mele, the Eved, we rely on it. The Eved, we rely on it. It is because of this halacha that Rol lechol tavoch sheil isakim yuchen lishchite v'os v'as b'shum dovo v'yatznev shlo yigimenu that isakim shal shchite is considered real mukze machmas chison kis. So in other words, you cannot be mitaltalet. A sakin shel shchita you cannot be mitaltel on Shabbos. On Yom Tov you can be mitaltel because shchita itself is mutar on Yom Tov, is mutar as a Yom Tov. But on Shabbos you're not allowed to be mitaltel a sakin shel shchita because of the special caution that is taken in handling a sakin. Hashayich ev b'sakin boduk v'yachar ha-shchita shiva v'yatzom eis derech shvire shaloi b'derech hiloch v'avoyeh. So in this case we pass like Rav Chisda because they call it Rav Huneh. Even in this case we are not tailing Shvira Zatzomis. But in this case we pass like Rav Chisda that we are tailing Shvira Zatzomis. The only tailing should be Shvira Zatzomis Nivimo V'chein kol kaya yitze bazeh Kigen sheno fol gabi kar kakoshe. So we can also be tailing that the pgam occurred as a result of the nefile and the karkakosh. Vidavke, when we say that if the sakin fell on the karkakosh, and then we found the pgam, so then we do not ask the behemes. That is, if we saw that the sakin fell al chude, suppose we know the sakin fell, but we don't know whether it fell al chude or whether it fell and zdodov, so then we cannot be tailed, because maybe it fell. Then he mentions another day. So that is mentioned by the Rav. That Vimshi Babi Yetzema Mafrekes, Afil Derach Shvire, in Tailin Bay, Nipnei Shehu Ra'ach. Mishe Nipnei Shehu Ra'ach. So, Sen Mechaba says that even if he used it in breaking the Etzema Mafrekes, even though he's there a Shvire, so he still cannot. And then after this, the Sakin was used in breaking the Etzema Mafrekes, we found the Pgam on the Sakin, we still cannot be tailored. In other words, we can only be tailing Shvira Zatzomis, but not Etzem Afrekes. And from Loshon of Mechaber, it's mashma that even if he handled the sakin on Etzem Afrekes, not derech Hiloche Vavoy, but derech Shvira Mamish, Drusu. You see, you can use a sakin shel shrite on the Etzem Afrekes in breaking. And Etzem Afrekes in two ways. Either by breaking the Etzem Afrekes through Ilochem and Avoye, or by cutting it the way you cut meat. So it's Mashal Loshon Mechaber that even if the sakin was used in breaking an Etzem Afrekes, derech Shvira Mamesh, not derech Ilochem Avoye. So we still cannot be tailored in the Shviras Etzem Afrekes. But the question is why? After all, if it was used on breaking other bones, so then we can be tailored. And if it was used on breaking this particular bone, why should it be different? The answer is because this particular bone happens to be relatively very soft. So it's relatively stern. Oy shoy bekhas kas bodok tkhilo ov lebot ke somol reshkite ta afil hoche mikre sakim bodu na next im bod a kasak na khashkite ve itsniei va kei nim tso pogu leslam bo de ime abi dovo acher nivdam oy shiva va tsomeis vi la va daite now the taz asks as to the stire between the din mentioned in Sifyut Gimel on one end, and the din mentioned in Siftes Vov and Siftes Zayin on the other hand. In Sifyut Gimel, the Mechaber says, Shochad Bisakim Boduk, Vine Vat Keidim Shidikin, Vacha Shchite, Vake, Nimtzavu Pogum, So Shchito Sikshiro, even though he was not Beidik after the Shchite. He was just Beidik before the Shchite. So, according to Sifyut Gimel, the Mechaber is saying that when do we say that we can be tailored in Shviras Atzomeis, in Shviras Atzomeis, so we can be tailored. So he can be tailored in Shviras Atzomeis, even though he wasn't bathing immediately after Shvira. As long as he was bathing before Shchita, even though no bdike after Shchita was made, and it got lost, and then it was found with a gime, so it still is, even in such a case, it's kshel. Even in such a case, it's kshel. Shochat b'sachim bodu v'neva ad kedesh v'tinach ha-shchita. This is what he says in Sifu Dimu. But in Sif Tesvov, so the question arises, why does the same Mechaba say in Sif Tesvov, avol misveike, in tailing lema shenofal al chayde. So, ovidavke shelohinu shenofal al chayde. Avol misveike, even though we know that the sakin fell on the ground, but we didn't notice how it fell, whether it fell al chayde or it fell al zorof. But we know it fell. So even in such a case, we cannot be tailed. We can only be tailed if we saw that it fell al-chede. But if we saw it fell, and we didn't notice how it fell, we cannot assume. It probably fell al-chede, and this is how the b'gam occurred. No. Since we didn't see that it fell al-chede, we cannot say it probably fell al-chede. It fell al-chede. So why should we assume in Sifiyut Gimel, where he wasn't even bathing after the shchite? He was only bathing in Foshchit, and then he slaughtered 100 behemoths. And after the Shchite, he wasn't bathing. He didn't have an opportunity to be bathing. And then he found it. A pogrom. So then we take it for granted. Mistame used on Shiva Atzomis. Monepshech, if we say Mistame, even though we didn't see that it was used by anybody, it just got lost. So Achaskamo Bechamo, that in the case of Sif Tesvov, where we saw that it fell, but he didn't take notice that how it fell, whether it fell on the choid or it fell on the zodim, so we certainly should be able to be tele. If we are able to be tele in Sif Yud Gimel, where no bdike was made after the shchite, and the bdike was made before the shchite of the 100 behemoths, and no bdike was made after the shchite, we are still able to be tele in Shviras Atzomes, even though we didn't see any Shviras Atzomes. So blindly, we assume there was a Shviras Atzomes. Allah has come with Hamo in the case where it fell on the floor, but we didn't see that it fell on the chayit. Why shouldn't we assume? It probably fell on the chayit, and this is how the b'gimah occurred. If we assume that in the case where he didn't see any Shviras Atzomis altogether, Allah has come with Hamo, we should assume that where we saw any filet, but we didn't take notice as to whether it fell on the chayit or on his own. That's one kasha of the Taz. Another kasha of the Taz is that there is also a stira between Sif Yud Gimel and Sif Tezayin. Because in Sif Yud Gimel he says that we are tele in Shviras Atzomes, even though no bdike was made after the shchit. And the only bdike that was made was before the shchit. In Sif Tezayin we say, im boda kasakin achashchit evetz nye, vahakeyim tzopogu. So, less long ago, the Eimer Bidovo Acher Nivda. So here we are only tele, even though we didn't see handling it on Shviras Atzomes. So we are only tele in the case where there was a bdike after the shchite. The implication being, but if a bdike was not made as a shchite, then we cannot be tele. But in Sifrit Gimli says we can be tele even though a bdike was not made after Shchita. So that's a stira. So in other words, Sif Yud Gimel seems to be in conflict with Aloha in Sif Tesvov. Over in Sif Tesvov it says that even though we saw that it fell on the floor, but we didn't see that it fell on the chayit, so we cannot be tele. Allah has come with Hamo in Sif Yud Gimel, where no bdike was made of the Shchita, we shouldn't be able to be tele. And still Sif Yud Gimel says we can be tele. And then there is also a stira between the Aloha mentions Sif Yud Gimel and the Aloha mentions Sif Tezayin, because in Sif Yud Gimel it mentions that even though the bdike lacha Shchita was not made, we still can be tele. And in Sif Tezayin it seems to spell out only if a bdike was made after Shchita, we can be tele, but not if Ibdike was not made. That's a very strong kasha. So the Taz has the kasha. And the Taz gives the Teretz that the reason is why in Sifyut Gimel, the Mechaba says, Shochat Bisakim Boduk, Vineda, Vineva, Kedem Shein Ibdikenu Achashchiti. achashrite. So it's kshero, even though we didn't see any bdike. After shrite, so the mechaber emphasizes hoil v'yotza beheter. So that means that this person was not delinquent in anything. The sheikh had acted kedin 100%. Because what's the obligation of that is incumbent upon the sheikh? That he, that soon after shchite, he should make a bdikis. Was he aver on this requirement? No. Here, the sakin got lost the first second after he finished shechted. So he had no opportunity. So you cannot say the sheikh was delinquent. How was he delinquent? He was required to make a bdikim before shchite, which he did. And he was required to make a bdikim immediately after shchite. But the sakin got lost the first second after shchite. So he couldn't. So he was not delinquent in any way. So Mimele, since he was not delinquent in any way, and he acted according to the deen 100%, and 100%, now the sheikh, who was sheikh, be sakin bodk, and then the first second after the shchite, the sakin got lost. Suppose the first second after the sakin got lost, he would come and ask a shayla. Can I eat the behemoth or not? What would the answer be? Of course you can eat. So, but he didn't come and ask a shayla then. But later on, so after the sakin got lost, he asks a shayla. So we say, since if you had asked a shayla before, you would have been told you rely on Chazokeh. So even though you ask now Ishaile, and now the sakin was already found, and it is a poku, we still rely on the same Chazokeh. Masheinke, why? Because he wasn't delinquent in anything. Masheinke, in the case of Siftes Vov, where the sakin fell, and he didn't see whether it fell on the chid or on the zodim, so there he was delinquent. He was not cautious enough. So Mimele, we cannot say Hoyu V'yotza Beheta. And the same Teres, the Taz gives on the stira between the Aloch and Sif Yud Gimel and the Aloch and Sif Tezai. In Sif Yud Gimel, he says that we assume we are telling Shvira Satzomes even though he didn't make any bdike after the Shriti. And in Sif Tezayin, he only mentions in Bodakasakana Hashrit. The implication being that if he neglected and didn't make him Dika Hashrit, and then it got lost, and then it was found pogum, so then he cannot be, he cannot be Taylor in the Ishvira Satsomes. He cannot be Taylor. So the Tas says, no. The reason is why that the Mechaber says, Shochad Misakum Boduk, Vinevet Kedem Shiv Dikenu, Achashkit, even though no Bdike was made. So it's still, we are still Tele, because in that case, it's Yotzob Heter, because the sacking got lost before he had an opportunity to be Bedeket. So he didn't act in any unscrupulous way. What should he do? I mean, he cannot run to make the Bdike. I mean, he just has to make the bdike immediately after the conclusion of the shrite by using average pace. But so since the sakin got lost one second after the shrite, so he's not guilty of any neglect. So in Meile we say, "Hoyu biyotze beheta." We rely on Chazaki. Masheim came in Sif Tezayin in Bodak Hasakin Hashrite v'itzniyei. So that means that the bdike was made sometime after the shrite. So in this case, if he hadn't made another bdike after the shrite, so we couldn't be tailed. This is what the Taz says. But the Rosh Hashulchan gives a better pshat. What the Rosh Hashulchan says seems to be very much in line with the Loshon of the Mechaber. He says that the Mechaber in Sif Yud Gimel has reference to a case where it got lost in a mokim sheini mishtame, in a mokim hefker. He doesn't say, shochad bisakum boduk, vinevat bimokim mishuma. Vinevat, it got lost. Where did it get lost? We don't know. So in other words, that sakin was not placed in any guarded place. So It got lost in the Mokim Hefker, exposed to the hands of everybody. Exposed to the hands of everybody. So Mele, even though he didn't make it dick after the Shvite, but since it got lost in the Mokim Hefker, not in Mokim Amutzna, so we can take it for granted. In that of the Hefker, it was exposed to the hands of everybody, it was accessible to everybody's hands. So there could have been so many people who used it and all kinds of things, and breaking atzomes, all kinds of things. Mashein came in Sifte Zay, where he says, in Bolek HaSakana HaShchite V'Yitzniye. So there it's not likely to be accessible to everybody's hand. So only because there was a B'diken made after Shchite. So then we still have to be tailored in Shviras Atzomes, even though Lifimare Neinu, how could there be Shviras Atzomes? He put it in a private place and now we find it pogum. Where could someone use it? And Shviras Atzomes, the answer is we didn't see it, but somebody might have come over to that Mokim Amutzne and taken it out and used it. And Shviras Atzomes. And the same thing. He gives the teretz and the apparent stir between the halacha mentioned in Sifat Gimel and the halacha mentioned in Sifat Svov. What was the kasha? Here in halacha Yud Gimel, he says that even though no b'dike was made after the shchite, we still can be tailor. And in Sifat Svov, he says that even though we saw that it fell on the floor, but since he didn't see with certainty that it fell on the chud, we still cannot be tailor. So why are we tailor in Sifat Gimel? The answer is, in Sifat Gimel we are tailor for one reason, because it got lost in the Mokim Hefker, so it is exposed to everybody's hands. So Mele, it's much more likely that somebody used it on Shviras Atzomes. Mashein came in Sifat Svov, it wasn't exposed to everybody. So the only circumstance that could have caused the Pgam was the fact that it collided against the floor. That it collided against the floor. That's the only. So Mele, if he didn't see with utmost certainty that it fell on the chod, and it's possible that it fell on the zdodim, so Mele we cannot be there. This is what the Orach HaShulchan says. Taboch shoy hero sakino lechoch. V'nim tzo yofe hoyim enad nezi. Now, according to the Rashba and most Rashenim, so the reason is why we are minade, this tabor, who didn't show it to the Chochem, so it's out because of Kovit al Chochem. But the Rambam Shita is different. Not because of Kovit al Chochem. So he mentions altogether different reason, not because of Kovet al Chachamim, but he found this Saki. Yof, Boduk. But we have to teach him a lesson, because he, inasmuch he wasn't Beidiket Lifnei Chochem, so he might be disposed to shecht it again and again without making it Bdike Lifnei Chochem. So then he might be careless in Ishecht, not because of Kovet al Chacham. He says, "Lifi sheyismech al atzmei pam acheres v'tiye b'gumo v'yishchem." But all the other Rishonim explained on the basis of Kovet al Chacham. That's why you are minad. V'minim tzo pogum hoy minad neisim avir neisim v'minim tzo yofe yoch lachacham limchel v'in tzorach lenadeis. Now, that's according to Agoy Salvese, but according to the Rambam, that the Nidu is not because of Kovet al Chochem, but in order to determine the future from being neglectful, so Mimele the Chochem couldn't even be meich. He couldn't have. ויועידנה נוע גולים ניסנושים ידועים על השחיתה והבדיקה, ולהם מוחלו חכומים כבדום, כאים זהירים וזריזים והבצורך ישבדס וירשמיים ולבדיקס הסקין, ועל התירה כי יבדיק קודם פה ממשול איש וליארגיש בפתימות עכו, ואחר כך ימצאנו כהיכים ליבי באחינו, ובחינס חוש המישוש, כי פי כבונס עליו. גם נהיה נבסיף השעת שוב. התבוך צורך שייטל שכר מן הטריפס, כמו מן הקשרס. כמו מן הקשרס. Now, this is a תשובס רבוש. Now, that is not mentioned by any reason except in the תשובס רבוש. And where is the תשובס רבוש מוקר? That is a משנה עם פחרס. The משנה עם פחרס, that חופתה says that the כהן who looks at the פחור to determine whether there is a ברמום or not, and will not, and of course it involves a service. I mean, you don't expect the Kayan to look at prayers without getting paid. Now he's not allowed to get paid because the roye by the chochem, the determination by the Kayan chochem as to whether the prayer has a mum or not is a roye in dinato, and one is not allowed to get paid for Paschal in Shilas, except Schabatole, there's the aloche. But Schabatole, one is allowed. Let's say, suppose someone has a job, and because he was asked to look at the Pchor, he had to refrain from going to work, and because of that he didn't get paid. Let's say, in that time, he would have received $10. Now that he had to spend this half hour on looking and inspecting the Pchor, so he lost the $10. So that $10 he's allowed to get for the Yoroi. But, so there is a loche that even though Schar Batole, he is allowed to get paid, but when he can get paid, even though it's by way of Schar Batole, but he should get paid regardless whether he determines that the prayer has a mum or not. In other words, many times a prayer is presented to a Kayan and the Kayan says, no, this mum is not a mum. In other words, you cannot check it. You cannot check it. But if the Kayan says, this is a real mum, then the Bailin can eat it. Can eat it. So the Mishnah in prayer of Chofte says that even the Schabatole that the Kayan is allowed to get, so when he gets that Schabatole, he should get for every Pchor that he showed to him, regardless whether his psak is that it is a mum or his psak is that it is not a mum. Why? So all the Rishayim explain it on the basis of Pshat. If a Kayan will only get paid when he inspects a Pchor and then his determination is that the Pchor has a mum, but he will not get paid if his determination is that the Pchor does not have a mum, then people will be chesed him. People will be chesed him and they'll say, do you know why he paskels so many times there is a mum? Because he gets paid. If when he doesn't, when it's not a mum, when the psak is that it's not a mum, he doesn't get paid. So they'll be chshad. This is how Rashi explains it. The Rosh explains it. How the Rosh explains it. How many Rishayim explain it that way? So Mele, the Rivosh says, in other words, but it seems from the Rivosh that he didn't explain it on the basis of Pshat. That the Rivosh explained the Mishnah in Cheres not on the basis of Pshat. Rashi explains it on the basis of Pshat. But it seems that the Rivosh explains it on the basis that he is mamish choshed. We are chesed him. We don't trust him. The Kayan. We don't trust the Kayan. We don't trust the Kayan that he objectively made his decision. Maybe while he might do it in good faith, but unconsciously he might be influenced by the schar he gets. By the schar he gets. Sometimes, you know, it's a question, is this a real mum or it's not a real mum? So I said, because of the schar, the schar might affect his decision. He might not even be conscious of it. This is how the Rivosh explains it. So because of that, the Mishnah says that he has to get paid for every behemoth that he looks at, every paw that he inspects, whether his psak is that it is a mum, or his psak is it's not a mum, he gets paid. So mainly he'll have no motive to pask him that it is a mum, because he'll get the same schar anyway. The same schar batole he'll get anyway. So mainly the Rivosh says, a sheikhet also has to get paid for every behemoth that he slaughters. Apparently in the days of the Rivosh, Shochtim didn't get a fixed salary, didn't get paid per hour, but they got paid per behemoth. So Mimele, according to common sense, if a sheikhet shechts a behemoth, and the behemoth is not a treife, so he should get paid. But if the behemoth turns out to be a treife, why should he get paid? So the Rivosh says, no, that wouldn't be right. Since he gets paid per behemoth, he doesn't get a fixed salary per month. So Mimele, he should get paid for every behemoth that he slaughters. And even if a certain behemoth turns out to be a treife, he should get the same price. Because if he'll only get paid for the behemoths that turn out to be cheres, and he will not get paid for the behemoths that turn out to be treife, so he'll be in a gerbidom. So it seems that according to the Rivosh, there is a psu of Negea even in Nisar Hetan. That's a big chiddush. Because we find the psu of Negea in the Momenes. So in the Momenes, we have a halacha that Negea is post latest. But in Nisar Hetan, where do we have such a din that in Negea has no Nemones? Now, can't someone pass in Shilas for himself? But if there is a halacha of Negea, even Nisar Hetan, so no Rav should be able to pass Kishayles for himself. He should send to another Rav. Because after all, he is in Igeye. In other words, if there is a Shaila on the pot, whether you can eat it or you cannot eat it, whether you can eat it or you cannot eat it, so maybe he shouldn't be able to pass for himself. Because he has an Igeye. Maybe unconsciously, he'll be disposed to find the Kohen. Because he doesn't want to lose the money to sustain the loss. And there is no such aloche that when a rov has a shaila in his own home, so he should say, ask another rov. There is no such aloche. There is no such aloche. Oh, but anyway, let's see the reverse thing. Hatavoch tovich sheyitel schar min atreifes kmoi min aksheres shalo yovei lehokei lehachshir kedi likabel schori min aksheres likabel schori min aksheres. So. And Pesiosim Shem Rivosh, Viloch in Noago because Nikane Shin or Msheikh to Bedik Latsme, Eloisom Amunim in Akom. But if somebody will shecht for himself, so he might be in Nigeya, he might have a Nigeya. But that's a bit chilesh. Where do we find a psul of Nigeya? In Isurim, on the contrary, in Idechotem, in Ades, in Nigeya is postulated. But in Isurim, on the contrary, so Bishalei, one has more nemones than Bishalachei. There is a special din of nemones Bishalei. If it's a Baili. So since when is there a psul of Negea in Israel? Now, let's see what the Tas is. Now, the Mokea for this Rivosh that one should not shecht for himself, should not be beidik for himself, because of Negiyeh, is the Mishnah in Perek Beis Nigoyim. The Mishnah in Perek Beis Nigoyim says that kol apchiris odem reye, chutz mipchiris atzim. So a kohen cannot inspect his own prop to see whether it's a mum. So the Rash in Perek Beis, the Nigoyim, the last Mishnah in Perek Beis, the Nigoyim,
kolan goyim odem reye chutz migi atzmei, kolan pcheles odem reye chutz mipcheles atzmei. So the Rasha is the kashe, since when is one not trusted to pass the shailas for himself? We see from the Gemara in Nideh that the Chachomim, that one is allowed to pass the shailas for himself. The Gemara in Nideh says that Yalte, Eishes, Rav Nachman, did not ask the shailas of her husband. Why? Because she thought it might affect the relationship between him and her. Not because he wasn't trusted to pass. So we see that one is allowed to pass him for himself. He's allowed to pass him for himself. So that's the kasha that the Rash in Perek Beis Nigoyim raises. So the Rash says that only Pcheres he is not trusted to the Kayan to inspect for himself. Why? Because it has a cheskasisa. Because that poor originally was not born with him. So it's Kadesh. Only if a mum occurs in the poor, so then you can eat it. You can shechta, you can eat it. But that poor has a cheskasisa. So Mimele he cannot inspect it for himself. But where there is no cheskasisa, then one can pass them for himself. And one can do it for himself. Now the question is, so how can one be shechit for himself? So no one should shech the behemoth for himself? Or no one should be allowed to shech the nof for himself? And it's a double posture that one can shech for himself? So the answer is, because over there it's biyodi. So even though behemoth b'chaleh or b'cheskasisa remedes, but it's biyodi to lishchit properly. So mimele, he can shech for himself. Mashenkin by Pcheres, so it has a cheskasisa, and it's not biyodei, because if he doesn't have imum, so it's not biyodei. It's also to make imum. It's also to make imum. So Mimele, since it's not biyodei, it has a cheskasisa, so it's also. This is what the Rash says. But that's only the sheet of the Rash. Other Rishenim, they say that the reason is why you call up Pcheres, Odom Reye, Chutz Mipcheres Atzmei. So Rashi in Pcheres says, and many Rishenim say the same thing, because the Keanim, Bizman Chazal, were shooting on Pcheres. They were shooting. That was the Mitzias, they were shooting. So there is a halacha that the Choshut, a Choshut, a double, it don't even mean it. So that was the Mitzias, that the Keanim, Stam Keanim, were shooting on Pcheres. But otherwise, so we are not Chishit, a Nigeya, in Isareta. But the Rashi thing is that we are Cheshit. All right. So now let's see the Taz. V'lochin lo'agu. Mashma avol mitine. So he says, V'lochin lo'agu b'pitzas mikemeis, shinodom sheichit u'bedik la'atzmei, al v'samunim na'kol. Mashma avol mitine, sheichit u'bedik la'atzmei. V'koshet masnissin kol apcheres odom rei, echutz mechires atzmei. Uchvo hikshu shom arash, mihar bitvorim, shemotzinu yitzur v'mil rabonon chozol enafshe. U'mosik shom, didavke hichad yischazik yisure. לחוזר לנפשי, ואם כן לכן אמן, בישלוי מבדיקי שפיר, דנשחתו הוטרו. So, בדיקי צהובית, אלו שחיתה לב איסה מדינה, דבחייהו בחסקסיסר המדס, ולנירה דלשור המדינה, אלו לשחי דריב מצוי. So, he gives this תרץ, but other פוסקים give another תרץ, because it's ביודי תושכת. It's ביודי תושכת. But anyway, this is only, we have to resort to it only according to the Rash. But the other Rishenim, they hold that even where it's Chazik Yisure, and it's not Biyodei, so there is no Ian of Negea in Isareta. Negea is only possible in the moments. However, the Rivosh, he says, Hatabuch Tzorich Sheitil Schar Min Atrifes Kmoy Min Aksheres. Actually, this, but the question is, why should he take? So that Rivosh is not based because of Negea. But that Rivosh is based because of Chshat. That Rivosh is based upon Chshat, because there are two Mishnah. two Mishnahs. One Mishnah is in Perek Vayis Dinim Goyim. There the Mishnah says, Kol HaPrayis Olam Reyeh Chutzim Prayis Atzmei. Then there is a Mishnah Daf Choftes, that the Mishnah says that when a Kayan inspects somebody else's Pro, so he should get the same price for an inspection that turns out to be a Tmimo as for the inspection that turns out to be Balasmu. So that Mishnah Daf Choftes is based upon Chshat, not because we are Cheshev. So the Rivosh, when the Rivosh says, so that's not because we don't believe him. In order to avoid losses for Sai, that someone shouldn't say, well, he is machshir so many behemoths because he only gets paid for the behemoths ksheres. He doesn't get paid for the behemoths treifes. So in order to avoid this chshat and this losses for Sai, so we have to introduce the practice that he should get the same price for the treifes as for the ksheres. Ruvin shomar l'shimen. B'dei ksakin ze, u'botke shnei po'omi ma'ayut ve'is, she'tzorich, because we have to be beidik 12 times. V'nosno l'ruvein, u'ruvein o'yohelech l'shchit, v'lokche levi mi'yodei, u'motzu pogum. So, in other words, so that means that Ruvein acted unscrupulously, because he is the sheichet. So, in other words, so the deen is that he cannot shecht until he makes 12 dikes. All right, today we don't make 12 dikes. So there is a reason as to why. But we are talking of a case where it is obligatory to make 12 dikes. So Ruvin was going to shecht, and even though 12 dikes was not made by him or by anybody else, so how many dikes did Shimon make for him? Just two, not 12. And he was ready to shecht without making 10 more bdikes. And then Levi found that pogum. Uruvim misnatzel ve'emir she'adayin no yoreitzel libotke ke'egan masov mechichem olav she'o yodayin lo'im ve'ese bdike ulifichoch ma'virin ese ve'imirin hadvorim she'o yokin shgogo ve'she'u odom kosher marzirin ese uvilvad she'ikabol olav she'o yoshev ve'ed lidova kaze taboch she'nimtze izbgimo b'reish asaki. Now, next time, so we'll go over all the Taz and all the Shachs, because every Taz and every Shach is very important here. All the Taz and the Shachs, and possibly we'll be able to go over Simen Yutes.